Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
The medium-term budget, and also whether he liked it or not, and I'm also curious to hear what his score out of 10 is going to be, is Mielani Holeni, who is a group chief advisor at Ndiso Consulting Group. Mielani, thank you so much for your time. Your initial take as you look back on what some guests have said has been a budget that was underwhelming, given how the expectations were running.
I would concur with the sentiment, but I also need to give credit to Treasury for the stellar work that they always do. It's always a balancing act to be able to balance the national imperatives with the needs of the greater population, as well as running government as a whole. So I will reserve my score for when we complete our conversation, Nastasia. Thank you very much and good evening to the listeners.
Okay, great. So, I mean, what do you make of his views around those interventions when it comes to dealing with some of the local municipality issues?
I think there is still, in a way, a high-level view and thinking of what municipalities require, as opposed to when one is at the coal face. There are many policies as well as circulars that have been written, not to enable at times, but to try and button down local government, because also said that there's issues of governance, there are issues of financial management, and so on. So in essence, I think the circulars that are being put in place currently, and as well as what the minister pronounced, has not at this stage gotten to a point where it becomes support as opposed to punitive measures, or at least things that are stopping or preventing or seem to be preventing some of the issues that are taking place.
Were there any concerns?
Are policies such as the trip?
Sorry to interrupt you there. I'm going to let you finish your thought.
Now, I was adding to say that, you know, the what is positive is the triple P framework that will only be coming in June. That is an enabler for municipalities because they can drive programs as opposed to the current, you know, situation.
The one thing I wanted to touch on is the, you know, the sentiment that we've been seeing around the reform agenda, this pro-growth agenda, your take on it and whether we can keep that momentum going, given that we did have an analyst a little bit earlier on who said, you know, sentiment and, you know, positive momentum is great, but we really need to see the evidence.
Yeah, I think for me, Operation Vulindlela, I think for a while I could not concur with the there is a semblance of evidence that there are programs that are being rolled out. The consolidation definitely is working out. So the issues I think that we are still lacking at is that we talk about a pro-growth, you know, budget. I think a pro-growth budget, you know, for where we at least, you know, stand from a Ndiso consulting point of view, is one that, you know, starts to finance issues around where the trade and industry lies, where the small businesses finance the unblocking of whatever obstacles within the network industries, as well as to look at opening up the financing coming from the private sector, as opposed to trying to prevent, you know, the private sector to support. So a pro-growth, you know, budget in this case doesn't focus mainly on the social package, but more on the sunrise economies as opposed to the sunset economies of mining and so on, the renewable. As well as the realities that we are facing of having to go into the digital transformation. There was talk in there about digital transformation, but we have not yet seen it. The issues of spectrum for a while took long to be unlocked. So I think a pro-growth budget, you know, we're still a long way from achieving a pro-growth budget. We are still focusing on the needs and fixing the things that are broken.
The one thing that stood out to me, he said, you know, state-owned companies, the SOEs, would be shown tough love. And obviously this is amid a drive to reduce that state expenditure. I mean, you think back to the track record that National Treasury has had around the SOEs. I mean, are you confident that we can actually see that tough love actually manifest itself?
Yeah, well, the tough love in this case, I think, is coming in a bit too late into the sector. Because the spectrum of government revenue is not only about taxes, but the SOCs are supposed to have been contributing a significant chunk of revenue into the fiscus because of especially the ones like Transnet, who are facing import or export, you know, facing. So those are the ones that, you know, should have been assisted even more previously to turn around. So in this case, you know, I think Tough Love, we perhaps must see what Tough Love is. But in this case, if it's a turnaround program that assists and supports those SOCs to turn the corner, that's something that, you know, at least, you know, would be Tough Love. Because at this stage, there's just been dumping of money into the SOCs without a plan that supports or at least takes them out of the difficulties that they are in. So Tough Love must be, we are going to put you under strict administration or under strict watch. We are going to give you support in terms of the technical skills that are required and be able to then for them to turn the corner. So if Tough Love is about stopping money, it may not always be the solution that is required. It may bring those SOCs to a breaking point.
What do you think of some of the turnaround, you know, plans that we've seen around, say, you know, Transnet, for instance? I mean, do you think we can actually get those turnaround plans implemented at a Denel, for instance?
Well, I think, you know, even Transnet, if we look at, you know, the fact that there were international partnerships that were going to come in, especially around the ports, and the fact that, you know, there are looming court cases with the partner that was supposed to be running within there, the fact that, you know, they were supposed to be opening up, you know, the rail to private providers. So I think the turnaround for Transnet is still early in the blocks. Denel, I think, has been problematic. I think what faces an institution or a company like Denel has been the drain in terms of, you know, the skills that have been allowed, you know, to leave Denel and go and apply their skills in international markets. And I think, you know, others are talking broadly about also a loss of IP together with the people that have left. So the turnaround of those institutions, I think, are a little bit more complex. However, they are not impossible from resuscitating those industries. And as long as the defense spend is there, it means that they can keep up. But defense spend locally is declining, as well as the restrictions of having to sell arms, you know, to particular hotspots where there was, you know. So I think Denel's, you know, case, as well as the case of others, you know, has to be taken on an individual basis to drive the economy. But if we look at the fact that, you know, there is supposed to be a value chain, and the understanding of each of the value chains, I think will do a lot to take those SOCs out of the problems that they're facing.
Is there an encouraging message that you took from this MTBPS, given everything that you and I have discussed? And there's probably so much that you and I could discuss around this policy statement, but is there something encouraging to walk away with?
I think the primary budget, you know, starting to show an uptick is positive. The triple P framework, which is going to guide national as well as provincial government in terms of engaging the private sector, which sits with over a trillion in savings, is positive. Municipalities, the framework will follow in June. A little bit too far, but positive, because the constraints that are sitting with government, they will not be solved with internal revenue. It requires that there be partners, international and local, that crowd in to drive particular projects. So that, I thought, was quite positive, and that is what will unleash and unlock the growth that is required. So having said that, I rate the budget at 5.5.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of work that has gone into thinking about, you know, the budget and thinking about, you know, where things are going. However, the implementation aspects, and I was talking earlier about having project, capital project offices that must also accompany the budget, so that they can drive each one of those projects that they are talking about.
All right, Mielani, thank you so much for your time. That is Mielani Huleni, who is the Group Chief Advisor at Ndiso Consulting Group.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.